This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Listening to an encore presentation of the Kevin Jackson Show.
Good morning, afternoon? I don't know when you pick up the show, but I'm glad you're here. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Show. What's up, America? You better have a big fat smile on your face. Can a smile be fat? If a smile could be fat, we would have it on our faces, wouldn't we? Oh my gosh. What a tangled web you weave when we practice to deceive. Isn't that kind of the same? I remember that. It's a nursery rhyme. And what they're saying is, if you're going to tell a lie, you better be careful, because a lie begat another lie begat another lie. And that's what's happening with these Democrats. KJRadio.com is where you can find out more about us. Me and the team, who am I? Kevin Jackson, Fox News contributor. Syndicated radio host. You know, people always, they announce me as a nationally syndicated host. No, we're syndicated. Not nationally syndicated. We should be nationally syndicated. I think we say some pretty interesting things from time to time. Actually, I think we do daily. KJRadio.com. If you want to call the show, 844-551-8255. Tangled web of Democratic lies is what we're going to be talking about for a little bit. There's tons to talk about. There's money being given to illegals, the border issues, or Donald Trump. I don't know if you guys are watching his tweets. You got to get on Donald Trump's Twitter feed. You have to. In fact, it's so popular, it's so hot, that the leftists get mad when Donald Trump blocks them. And they're suing now, saying, we don't have our First Amendment rights. Your First Amendment right isn't to troll Donald Trump. It isn't to monitor Donald Trump. By the way, you can still get them by proxy. Other people are telling you, leftist. Look, I got blocked by D. Ray McKesson. Why? Because I didn't agree with Black Lives Matter. Am I suing the guy? No, I'm leaving that to the New Orleans cops, the people who are on the front line. But let me tell you, he blocked me. I don't care. Do I want him to know my opinion? Absolutely, I'd like him to know, but I'm not going to force it on him. Yeah, that's what liberals do. They want to force it on you. Now they've got the tangled web. What am I talking about? What's Kevin talking about, this tangled web? Speak up, black man. I'm talking about this tangled web regarding the Russians. This yarn that the left spun and said, we'll tie Donald Trump to the evil Russian Empire. Drago versus Rocky. And they have milked this thing for as much as they can. Now it's spiraling back on them. It is boomerang, hit them in the head, put them in the hospital, and they're waking up going, the Russians, where are the Russians? It's so funny to watch. Oh my gosh. So, you know, we got this Russian spy, this chick Veselnitskaya. I'm going to learn how to say that properly, because I think that name's going to come up quite a bit, especially with what we have to reveal to you today. Yeah. You may have heard the story, but we're going to make it fun. Yeah, we're going to make it fun over here at the Kevin Jackson Show. So the Russians, you know, they tried to set Donald Trump Jr. up. Hey, have a meeting with him. Tell him you're looking into adoption. Yeah, everybody likes kids. So you'll tell him that, but you'll also let him know that you might have a little information on Hillary Clinton, and that's going to get him. We'll get that Trump administration. We'll get, you know, it's funny, as they were hatching this scheme, because that's what it is, it's a scheme, they said, we'll just make this thing run forever. Let me tell you, I hope it runs forever, because it makes the Democrats look so stupid and petty. The more that gets revealed about this, the worse it gets for these putzes. I got to tell you, I'm loving it. Let me tell you something else, it's funny. Because it all circles back to the left when they can't destroy you, you know, in this case, they don't, normally they get away with it. Normally they're good at it. Yeah. They usually destroy you. When they seek and destroy, they destroy. In this case, Trump I've got a meme that shows the most interesting man in the world flicking something off of his shoulder. That's what Trump's doing to the left and the media. It is so fun. Oh man. But anyway, what happens is it spirals back on them. And I know I just said that a minute ago, but I want to get to the point. I'm watching all these people do mea culpas, and we'll get into that in the program. But one of the biggest mea culpas, I don't know how big it is, but one of the mea culpas that indeed occurred is Macron has called in Donald Trump and says, would you please come meet with me in France so we can talk about things? This is a guy who has demonized Trump. Paris has supposedly, or I mean, you're meeting in Paris. I was there. They supposedly hate him. And now they're bringing in a royal reception. Recall, remember this, folks. Britain had people that wanted to ban Donald Trump. I don't know if they did it or maybe they want to lift the ban. I don't know where it is. But do you remember this? This was the talk of Donald Trump. Now the world is watching this guy work. And they're going, uh-oh. We may have completely underestimated this dude. And let me tell you, when it comes, and I'll get to the Russians, we're going to be circling back on a lot of stuff, but when it comes to this Russian story, they have not only completely underestimated Donald Trump, they completely overestimated themselves. They cannot maintain the cloak of secrecy over all this nonsense that they've done. It's starting to peel back the onion, and guess what it is? It's a rotten onion. It's fun to watch. Little by little, we are watching the impact of incompetence, Obama's incompetence, impede upon it's continuing to destroy the Democrats. They don't seem to care. They seem to, quite frankly, to enjoy it. So we're going to talk about them today. But I can't get over Macron. It was funny because in the Paris, the new president of France or whatever, and they were talking about the fact that he is now so elated to have President Trump join. And I thought to myself, and it's on Bastille Day, so it's the anniversary of the day that this Muslim terrorist just recently, a year ago? It's the anniversary, I think it's a year ago, that the Muslim terrorist ran over those people in Nice, I believe. They're bringing Trump in. And I'm telling you, Trump is going to take Paris by storm. He's going, if you want to look, people are going to look at him completely differently. This is what happens everywhere he goes. I think it was Putin that said he's very different in private than he is on television. That's what most people say. And now I can tell you, having met him, it's very true. He's very magnanimous. He comes, people give him this aura of he's this big blowhard, this, you know, just always bragging and things like this. Donald Trump is very attentive when you talk to him. He's very attentive. I won't say he's engaged to the point where you feel like you're just, you know, like right in there with you, because Clinton was that way. Clinton would look at you and make you feel like that he was the only thing he was thinking about or talking about, but it was a ruse. Trump is very succinct, and the best way I would put it is, you know, he's thinking deeper, but he is intent, and he listens, and he says, and then he moves along. It's interesting to watch him. I've met quite a few people like him, and it quite frankly, like being around guys like him. Got to take a break.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all-too-familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road and I know it. the best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
A great president once said, "The 9 most feared words in the English language. I am from the government and I'm here to help." Adequacy of loss absorbing capacity. You call that help? That's the mandate approved by the G20. The banks can steal your money. Well, they can't steal your gold and silver that you fully control. You can have it delivered into an IRA at a depository under lock and key, where you can hide it where no one can find it, not even your wife.
What?
Sorry, honey. Your CDs, money market accounts, and savings accounts are all at risk. Call GSI Exchange at 800-474-9159. We have 75 years of market experience. A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau. 800-474-9159. Call now and get a free bank failure survival guide. 800-474-9159.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to ProstateMiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, "Hey, try this"? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Listening to an encore presentation of The Kevin Jackson Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. Here's The Kevin Jackson Show. 844-551-8255 if you want to call the show. And KJRadio.com if you want to get a hold of us. You can listen. I know we're doing some Facebook things from time to time, Facebook audio, things like that, but I'll get with the team and find out more. I have a series of meetings with radio folks I'm talking to on various issues that I think can improve the show and the delivery, and who knows what will happen from that, but I'm not going to even get into the details. But just know this, we are constantly working to not only improve and bring you guys a better show, but also to expand the show, and I hope you'll do your part and help people learn more about us, because this is not about me, it's about you. Before I get into the more of this Russian stuff, which I'm really and truly, I'm thinking of doing a sitcom calling it Russian Trump, you know, the Trumpians or something, because it's so worthy of lampooning, it's not even funny. And you know what cracks me up? SNL, I don't watch it. I don't think SNL's done anything on this to make it look as stupid as it is. This thing has comedy all over it. Russian spies meeting with people. "You want to adopt children? I have a Russian child for you. White babies." Ha 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 ha. I would just have a field day. I think I told you guys a story I was riding on a plane with this dude, and he's a Southerner, so it was really, it had all the you know, the stereotypes. So black guy sitting next to a Southerner, and he's a nice guy, and we were sitting there, we were talking, and he says, it's something about a baby, and he was coming back from Russia. And I was like, really? He goes, yeah. I said, what are you guys doing? Yeah, it's kind of an interesting trip. And he goes, yeah. He goes, trying to adopt a baby over there. And I was like, oh, wow, you know, kind of cool. Because, you know, the Russian kids were Chernobyl babies and all this other stuff. So as we kept talking, he was like, you have no idea how tough it is to adopt a baby in Russia. And I was like, oh, wow. Yeah, really? He goes, yeah. He goes, I mean, you got to know what hotels to stay at, and the Russian mob is over everything. I mean, we paid $30,000 so far. And I was like, what? Yeah, $30,000. And I said, well, you know, why not? He goes, what? I said, there's, you know, I happen to be a person responsible for getting kids adopted in the United States, and I'm curious as to why you fly so far. He goes, well, man, he goes, you'd have no idea how difficult it is to get a white baby. And I was like, oh, you need a white one. So the difficulty in America is if you want a fresh white baby, you can't get it. That's like the creme de la creme. It's like cocktail party talk. Oh, hey, how are you? Oh, we're wonderful. We just got ourselves a new white baby. You know? So this dude has to fly halfway across the world, or actually across the world, to get a white baby. And I'm not kidding you guys. People think I'm lying when I tell this story. He said they had been robbed in Russia by the Russian mob. And then somebody told him, you got to stay at this hotel because we paid people off that will not let them rob you. And, I mean, it was crazy stuff that they had been through. And I'm thinking 90% of the people I know would have gone, you know, 98% would have said, okay, that's it. We'll just go get us a Guatemalan midget baby because we are not going to get a white baby. His wife, I mean, they got beat up. I'm not kidding you. And had paid $30,000 and still did not have a white baby in their possession. Crazy over there. But we'll get more into that stuff in a minute. I want to talk about this hack, George Lopez, who said to deport the police. I mean, this is a dude whose career trajectory is on that of Kathy Griffin's. And I've found Lopez mildly entertaining, but I don't find him funny. I mean, the I'm Mexican stick has played out in Hollywood and about everywhere else. And now he being irrelevant is when these third tier, what they call D-listers, when these D-lister comics and D-lister entertainers decide, I'll speak out now because I'm a, you know, I got to get my career back on pat, on track, rather. So what's he do? He wants to profiteer on Trump bashing. George Lopez, he's one of these. You know, Eva Longoria, there's a handful of Mexicans that think that they can make you go, oh, well, let's change our entire policy with regard to Mexico because a couple of Holly weirdos speak out. Look, our policy to Mexico has been overly friendly, so much so that they've taken advantage of us. It's like a buddy of yours. Every time you see him, he's like, hey, man, you got a couple of bucks? You're like, yeah, well, I do here. And he nickel and dimes you, and finally one day you say, look, he says, you got a couple of bucks. And you go, yeah, I tell you what, why don't you pay me back the $5,000 that you've borrowed, you know, that I've given you in a couple of bucks, and then we can continue talking. Oh, it's going to be like that. Oh, I see how it is. I see how it works. Yeah. So suddenly you're the bad guy. When every time you do it, oh, man, you know, Kev's such a cool cat, man. That's why I like you, bro. Yeah, thank you, man. You know, but as soon as you cut him off, then suddenly you're a bad guy. When you say to somebody, grow up, hey, Mexico, we're saying to you, grow up. How about you build a country that your people don't want to leave, sucker? You know, why is it on us? Can you build an economy that makes your people want to stay? I can't imagine that there are men that want to bring their families across a Sonoran desert and to get into the United States and walk over 1,000 miles, risk death, and all kinds of other things that could potentially happen to you and your family to get to another country. I mean, what a Chamber of Commerce ad for your country. Hey, our country sucks so bad, everybody wants to leave. So why is it that it's on us? The real thing of immigration is on the countries that are immigrating. All these, there's 65.3 million people leaving other countries. They're not leaving the United States. So pick your country. Iraq.
hey, our country sucks so bad nobody wants to be here. Iran. People can't wait to get out. Saudi Arabia, you name it. There, every one of these, you know, third world armpits is wanting people to go. I mean, they're forcing people to go, and they want to blame us. If you don't want colonialization, how about you figure out how to make your country look good? But George Lopez has been after Trump since the beginning because it's in vogue. He's a relative nobody. Nobody cares about his antics, so now he wants to be relevant. He believes Donald Trump should be deporting police officers instead of Latinos to make the streets safer. That's his contention. I want you to think about that for just a second. MS-13 gangs and these Mexican bandidos coming over from, you know, these Aztlan Mexicans and what have you. And he wants you to believe that without the cops, everything would be better. I'd love to see you go into the barrio and see how safe it is without police. But here's George Lopez spreading the love. He wants Mexicans to believe they're safer without the police. Yeah. He's posted controversial comments all over regarding these types of things. And you know what happened to George Lopez? He didn't get the feedback that he wanted. He got negative feedback. People came back and said, what are you talking about? Fans got upset. A Hispanic police officer said, me and my wife, he says, I've served 16 years in the police force, my wife 10. He says, I have a young half Hispanic, half black, officer that served 7 years as a police officer. They paid to meet you 2 years ago, and we liked you, but we no longer like you anymore. We will listen to, I think his name is Fluffy Iglesias, another comedian. They're like, we're cutting you off because you're not being true to who you are. You're not being true to America, and you're not being true to police officers. Folks, that's why we made the movie BleedingBlueMovie.com. Go check it out.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation
reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. I can only imagine that comedic hacks like George Lopez just do, they say the things that they say because they think it's going to get a rise. They see it as comedy. They see it as, it's controversy and it's comedy and it keeps you in the news, because people ask me this all the time. Kevin, do you think these leftists really believe what they say? And I'm telling you, they do. It gets to the point where you know what makes your career. If George Lopez spoke the truth, and I was just talking about him, that's the only reason why I'm bringing him up, because that's not what we're going to be talking about here in a second. But if George Lopez spoke the truth, he would say, you know what? America's a great country. It should be protecting its borders. Mexico and all these other nations that keep sending people over illegally are doing the wrong thing. And as I said, all we got to do is spin this back on the other countries, because I think your people are your greatest resource. Maybe I'm weird that way. See, I don't look at what we do as a company and go, oh, you know, our greatest resource is this, that, or that. I look at it as, if we don't have good people that are helping do what, put this show together, good writers that write on my site, and a host of other things, if we don't have that, then what good are we? You know, it doesn't matter. You've got to have the ideas. You've got to have the things that form who you are, so people know what you're going to get. When you come to our website, theblacksphere.net, you come to KJ Radio, any of the things that we do, you will see that we are staunchly protective of the American way of life. Now, how we do that is we bury the hard meaning of what we do in the comedy of what we produce, the humor. Because I think people remember things that way. And that was what I started, and that's what we will do. I remember when Breitbart came to me and said, Kevin, why don't you come over and help me, you know, put this thing together, which is now Breitbart.
Probably should have done it, huh?
And I go, Andrew, I want to do funny. I don't want to do news. News bores me. I'm not an investigative reporter. You know, I'm a opinion guy. And I remember he was just very gracious, like, I get it. You know, like, wanted me to come over, but I just couldn't do it because it wasn't me. And I don't know whether my site, theblacksphere.net, or KJ Radio, being the audio version of that, will be anything close to Breitbart. So far it isn't. But I don't care. Because we all need a way of delivering the news. And for the record, I've not done too bad in helping the nation get the word out by being somewhat clever about it and burying it in the comedy. And don't be surprised if we end up with a conservative version of Bill Maher, except obviously better, because we have the right message at the right time with the right delivery and all that. And that's what we're working on. But it isn't because, you know, it's going to buy me fat houses and fat cars and stuff like that. I drive old cars. I don't live, you know, in big houses. My house is not bad, But it's certainly not anything you're going to leave and go, oh, my gosh, well, you wouldn't believe. No way. You'll go, it was nice. Yeah, Kevin had a nice place. That's about it. And I'm proud of that, you know. I mean, I've been in some places where you're like, God, this is off the chisel. Anyway, it's not what I want to talk about. I want to talk about Loretta Lynch. Because, man, another meeting on the tarmac is essentially what I thought when I saw this story. Because we documented, as I said, the Russian lawyer who met with Donald Trump Jr., and it was a setup that we, you know, she's hanging out with Barack Obama's Russian foreign minister and stuff like that. You know, this is a setup. Had a meeting with Congress 5 days or 8 days after meetings with Donald Trump to talk about adoption, to use my finger quotes, and I might have some dirt on Hillary, and a setup. And Donald Trump Jr. Released his notes and everything. Look, we talked about it the other day, so no sense rehashing that. But what it proves in some of these other things is what the lengths that the Obama administration will go through in order to pass this crazy narrative, this silly narrative. They cooked this story up. And as I said earlier, it was a scheme. And it makes me wonder, all this new evidence, and you know who you haven't heard. I haven't seen his name in the media in the past 2 weeks, I'm going to guess. Special Prosecutor Robert Mueller. The last story I saw about him was he brought on another Hillary-supporting attorney to help with the case. Go ahead. Stack it with Hillary supporters, because at the end of it, when it all comes out, it's going to be nothing for Trump and a lot of dirt on the left. Yeah, he's been noticeably absent. And Lynch, who's been noticeably absent, undoubtedly, we all know this now, impeded an investigation into the crooked Clintons, and now she's back in the spotlight because guess what? The Russian lawyer who had this meeting with Donald Trump was cleared into the United States by the Justice Department under what they called extraordinary circumstances before she started lobbying. And this, I don't know what Lynch has to do. I don't know the inner workings of the, you know, how do you get somebody in or out of the country quickly versus, you know, one versus the other. But she came in through the legal system and got in through, quote, extraordinary circumstances. Now, you tell me what a lawyer who's, it seems like her principal occupation involves the Russian adoption of children. That's why I was telling you guys a story earlier about this guy flying to Russia to adopt a white baby. But so I know that there's some extraordinary circumstances, but why do you not to get a Russian lawyer in? That's my thing. Now, look, I'm not telling you that there's any guilt here or whatever. I'm just telling you this is one of those buzzards circling that we talked about the other day. If there's 100 buzzards circling, something's definitely dead. One buzzard circling, maybe not. So here's another one of those buzzards. Obama's Justice Department enabled the newest and most intriguing figure in this Russia-Trump investigation to enter the United States without a visa. So, again, what extraordinary circumstances could there have been? Maybe they hoped that the extraordinary circumstance would be that she'd set a trap for the Trumps. I don't know. But here's what one of the articles I read about it said. It says, just 5 days after meeting in June 2016 at Trump Tower with Donald Trump Jr., presidential son-in-law Jared Kushner, and then campaign chairman Paul Manafort, Moscow attorney Natalia Veselnitskaya showed up in Washington in the front row of the House Affairs Committee hearing. Now, I told you guys this. She's to the left. If you're looking at the foreign affairs, Russian foreign minister, whatever, for Obama, just to her left, to his left, is this guy's name is McFaul. Just to his left is this Russian lady sitting there, and she's on her, you know, little BlackBerry, whatever, her smartphone, typing away. Says she's also engaged in pro-Russia lobbying campaigns and attended an event at the Newseum in Washington, D.C., where Russian supporters showed a movie that challenged the underpinnings of the human rights law known as the Magnitsky Act, which Russian leader Vladimir Putin had reviled and tried to reverse. Now, I don't know if I'm saying this right, but it's Magnitsky Act imposed financial and other sanctions on Russia for alleged human rights violations connected to the death of a Russian lawyer who claimed to uncover fraud during Putin's reign. Putin retaliated after the law was passed in 2012 by suspending Americans' ability to adopt Russian children. So that's why I keep coming back to this Russian children thing, because obviously I had that conversation with the guy who wanted to adopt that baby. But they said this: at least five congressional staffers and State Department officials attended that movie along, according to a Foreign Agent Registration Act complaint filed with the Justice Department about Veselnitskaya's efforts. So she was definitely here involved with the idea around getting Russian children. I don't know. We're kind of feeling this out together, but my suspicion is that she's involved with this, and she's wanting to now allow Russian kids to be adopted again, I guess. And that was one of the pretexts of the meeting with Donald Trump Jr. But how that segued into the Hillary thing is interesting. The other thing about it is, and I'm guessing she'd be on the other side of Putin on this particular thing, because the Kremlin says, she's got nothing to do with us. So I'm interested to see how this shakes out, because, here we've got Loretta Lynch, who gives her this special way to get into America. And suddenly, think about it this way. Of all the lawyers that could have, there's got to be, lawyers are everywhere. They're like parasites. So you have all the lawyers in Russia. This one gets in, and she's immediately ushered to the point. Do you think Donald Trump Jr. or anybody even knew who this woman was before she came here? They wouldn't have been able to tell you her name. She's in the United States days, and she's already meeting with the presidential candidate's son and involved in high-level State Department stuff. That's just not that coincidental to me. So, and then you find out Lynch has the tarmac meeting with her. She had to approve it. Again, I don't know the processes involved with getting people in on these non-visas. You can move about the country with this special category of getting into the States. That right there tells you, something's up. And then she's immediately hanging around the Russian foreign minister, Barack Obama's. Come on. All that leads to what? Certainly a big fat conspiracy. I want to see Mueller investigate this, and I want to see what Lynch has to say about it as well.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology for a fraction of what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-963-4946. Even better, call right now and you can get an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over a million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve at a fraction of what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-963-4946. 1-800-963-4946. 1-800-963-4946.
Everything you've been told about identity theft prevention is a flat-out lie. No one can prevent identity theft. No one. Go to LibertyID.com and use the promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. Cancel at any time. LibertyID is the industry leader in identity theft restoration. LibertyID fixes the fallout for you. LibertyID does all the work, but you have to be prepared. Go to LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL, LibertyID.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Chances are you wouldn't mind having more energy, better digestion, or more comfortable joints and muscles, right? But if you've taken supplements before without much success, be aware that most supplementation fails to address the body's number one antioxidant and detoxification system. Free radicals and toxins on a daily basis assault our bodies. Stopping the inflammation they create and to successfully detoxify requires great quantities of the body's primary antioxidant, glutathione. To successfully turn on whole body glutathione production and cleanse all 37.2 trillion cells requires large amounts of the peptide cysteine, which can only come from food, and a little help from our frequency encoding science. You cannot buy cysteine in a pill. Nature's richest source of cysteine is raw whey protein powder. One World Whey is the only frequency encoded, energetically enhanced raw whey derived from Amish raised grass-fed cows. Try it and you just might like how much better you may feel. Please call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Listening to an encore presentation of The Kevin Jackson Show.
All right, everybody. Welcome back. Kevin Jackson here. Just so you know, it's late in the day and I'm still drinking a cup of coffee. It's kind of weird. I normally don't do that. And coffee, just so you guys are aware, caffeine's not good for you when you're trying to work out and lose weight. It gives you an energy boost. No, it gives you an energy boost and then it brings you down and it slows down your metabolism. And that's what I'm suffering from. And I used to just drink one cup of coffee. Now I'm up to two. What's up with that? Oh, my goodness. And it's not because of you guys. I'm not bored. I'm not having to stay awake. It's just that I suddenly wanted a cup of coffee. So thank you for bringing me that, mister. Should I be thanking you? I don't know. What's the latest on coffee? Is it good for you or bad for you? How many cups can you have? Huh?
Is it like, is my coffee gluten-free?
Okay. All right, because I didn't want to have to come over this microphone, you know, because I'm all about no gluten. You know, you guys know my take on all this stuff. Oh, it's gluten-free. Well, okay, fine. Then I tell you what, put my gluten on the side, and I'll take it with me because I don't want you having it. You're selling it. You're probably selling gluten to crackheads. You're cutting cocaine with my gluten. I want my gluten back. Yeah, if you're going to make something free, it's caffeine-free. Then put my caffeine on the side. Yeah, it's sugar-free. Put my sugar on the side. I'll take it. And you know what they do? They cut the gluten out of the sugar out of the caffeine out, and they charge you more. Oh, I'm charging you more. Why? Because I took out the other stuff. How could you possibly charge me more when you're taking the stuff out? Are you kidding? That's like removing horsepower from your engine and going, I've removed 30 horsepower from your engine. Now I'm going to charge you more for your vehicle. Isn't that what they do? They sell you these hybrids and squirrel cage motor cars and go, oh, you're getting, you know, it's better for the environment. I'm giving you less. I'm charging you more, but you know what you're doing? You're a better steward of the environment. Oh, okay. I tell you what, just put my engine on the side because I might need it. Y'all got me talking about all kinds of stuff. I want to tell you a couple things. One, the Macron calling Donald Trump over, I talked about this earlier in the broadcast, is a mystery to me, and I'm happy for it because it shows me something. See, Macron is supposed to be the new Barack Obama. I've mentioned this before. He's the French good-looking dude that got elected on not a popular, and he destroyed Marine Le Pen in their election. And the French are saying, no, we want open borders. We want more Muslims. We want more issues to deal with in multiculturalization, blah, blah, blah. And I'm telling you, I was in Paris. I didn't feel like I was in Paris. Maybe I'm too political now because, you know, most people would still be happy to go back. I hadn't been back in a while. But I really didn't care. And everybody's curious. Why don't you care? I don't care because who cares? That's what I thought about it. The heck with Paris. Everything overpriced and, you know, snobby French. They weren't that snobby, but in fact, they were kind of nice. But it helps when you speak the language and you know, and they know that you're trying and they're shocked when you're from the United States and blah, 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 whatever. But anyway, Macron invites Donald Trump over. He's supposed to be the most hated guy in France. And Macron is, I don't know if you guys saw this. This is funny. At the G20, this dude practically broke his neck to get a picture with Donald Trump. Watch the video. Macron is moving people and jostling them so he can get next. He's running to get next to Donald Trump. Think I'm kidding? I'm not. He truly was enamored. And what it was is, here's what I'm going to bet. Obviously, I wasn't there. My bet is, Donald Trump gets there. They got this idea of who he is. Then he starts working the room. And for Donald Trump, there's no... When you're a billionaire and you understand who you are, and I'm telling you, there's some billionaires that are still trying to figure it out, but Donald Trump is like, I know who I am. He doesn't care what you think about him. And so, which is, quite frankly, the reason why the left don't understand Donald Trump is that's what they believe him to be. So they've got this idea of who he is. And they go, well, you know, if he's this way, he'll behave this way. And then when you see him, you're like, he's completely different. He's completely non-egomaniac. The way you believe him to be. He's got his name on everything. Yeah, it's called branding. It's not for the reasons you think, what you've been told. So long story short, he goes into this room, and Merkel is talking to him. He's like, yeah, whatever. And everybody wants his attention. You want to know why? Because not only is he a strong leader, he's the leader of the United States. Now, you take a guy with his knowledge of business, and you give him the biggest economy in the world, and then you let him start to tinker and show you what he can do, and suddenly everybody's going, wow. Macron is supposed to be the next Barack Obama, and he worships Donald Trump. He would never say this publicly, but I'm telling you privately, these people look at this man and go, holy cow, we are in trouble. He's going to make America first. Make America great again, and his deal is America first. He's not going to be interested in us except how we can work together for the common goal of making our country better, making his country better. If you think we're going to get away with just one-sided trade, etc., it isn't going to happen. Everything will have a price. If you're winning in trade, you're going to be losing in something else. So get used to that. and they respect that. What you saw in that room was respect. And this guy jostles to go get next to Donald Trump. And then the very next thing, I mean, this is the new Barack Obama, whiter and Frenchier. And he's now inviting Donald Trump. Will you please come to my country for Bastille Day? We would love to have you, Mr. President, and blah, blah, blah. So a guy who essentially was antithetical to Trump. Trump is Mr. We're shutting down our borders. We're going to honor our legal immigration system, whatever. You couldn't be more different in that regard than Trump and Macron. In terms of running the economy, Donald Trump is, I'm not about your climate change nonsense. I'm not about, you know, your entitlement mentality, your socialism, etc. We're going to make America first, blah, blah, blah. And you couldn't put two people that are more different in one place. And so one of two things is going to happen. Either, well, one of three things. Nothing, because neither one's going to change anybody's mind. Macron is not. He may think he can smooth his way, because he's the new Barack Obama. He can talk his way into whatever, right? He thinks he can get Donald Trump to capitulate, to come on with the climate change accord or whatever. Or Donald Trump says, this is the way it's going to be. This is how it will be. You're not changing my mind, etc. I predict that obviously Trump is not changing his mind. And I'll also go further to predict that Macron will ultimately change his. He won't do it directly because he's gotten elected on that, but it was much like Hollande before. And look, I understand if you don't care about French politics. Believe me, I don't either. The only reason why I study it is because my kids are involved. But I'll tell you this. Hollande came into power with the idea that he was going to undo Sarkozy's who, by the way, was a socialist himself, but he knew, look, we're going down the rat hole here. And he was what they called austere. He was not going to spend money for any, you know, he was going to tighten the belt. Hollande said, you know, he's going to tighten the belt. You need to elect me. I will not allow him to tighten the belt. So they elected him. And the very first thing Hollande did is go, holy crap, we must tighten the belt. So he did exactly what Sarkozy was doing. Then he gets replaced with Macron, who's going to run into the same series of problems. The French make it easy to be poor. It's almost better than the American poor. Almost. Not quite. But it's getting close. But anyway, all that leads me into this. The polls now, after visiting Donald Trump's visit, now want out of the European Union. I want to just explain to you the impact of Donald Trump on the world. The British exited, they did Brexit much. If there was no Trump, there is no Brexit. I believe that wholeheartedly. Britain would still be part of the EU, but they are proudly ready to get out. And they everybody says, oh, that was that. If they voted again the next day, they wouldn't vote to do it. That is a lie. Donald Trump changed the politics of Britain because of what he was doing here in America. And then he takes a trip over to Poland, and what happens? They want to get out. They conducted a poll, a company over there that's publishing a weekly news called Politica. And they found that 57% of respondents would be willing to forego EU development funds if it meant Poland retains its sovereignty on the issue of accepting migrants from outside of Europe. This is in Politica. So 57% of the people in Poland said, keep your money, European Union. We want out. We want our sovereignty. We're tired of you telling us what to do. They're the seventh poorest and the fifth most populous nation in the European bloc. Poland, they say, is the largest beneficiary of development funds and membership, has high support, with 71% of Poles believing that belonging to the EU is a good thing. So even though the majority of the people like being part of the European Union, they don't like being told who they are culturally. And that is the overwhelming thing for all of us to understand. The world is tired of you saying you must become something else that you're not, polls included. So Donald Trump makes one trip and that changes. And I'm telling you, it's going to change all over the world soon enough. We'll be back.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.